are listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President-elect Trump is getting ready for his close-up in the Capitol Rotunda. He'll begin his day with a prayer service at St. John's Episcopal Church, then have tea with the Bidens at the White House before his swearing-in at noon indoors because of the bitter cold. Last night, Mr. Trump held a rally at the Capitol One Arena.
We built a new American majority that will lead our country to unparalleled success for generations to come. That's what we want to do.
He says he'll waste no time getting to work today. Correspondent Jared Hill is at the Capitol.
Trump plans to sign around 200 executive orders after he's sworn in, ranging from diversity hiring programs to oil drilling and immigration. Trump is also expected to launch a series of immigration raids in cities across the country this week.
Mr. Trump will also take on foreign trading partners. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Trump is determined to impose tariffs on China and possibly Mexico and Canada, ignoring the warnings of many economists that doing so could cause economic damage. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick.
Once they were imposed, there is not only the fear of the economic impact occurring immediately, but then, of course, retaliation on the part of those countries which are targeted.
The president-elect says he plans to issue an executive order today that will allow TikTok more time to find a buyer.
So they'll have a partner, the United States, and they'll have a lot of bidders, and the United States will do what we call a joint venture. And there's no risk. We're not putting up any money. All we're doing is giving them the approval.
The Chinese-owned app came back hours after it voluntarily went dark in the U.S. just before a ban kicked in yesterday morning. Hospital officials in Tel Aviv say the three hostages who were reunited with their families yesterday are in a good state. Large crowds gathered to welcome the 90 Palestinian prisoners released into the West Bank. As for the fighting, Israeli government spokesman David Mensa.
There's a temporary ceasefire. We all want it to endure and to sustain itself. But if our hostages are not being returned, both President Trump and President Biden have both given their full backing for Israel's right to return to the fighting.
30 other living hostages are
the Bucks extend their winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks with another decisive win at home. 123-109 over the 76ers. Giannis Antetokounmpo led with 35 points, but he pointed out that Philadelphia was shorthanded. No Paul George, Kyle Lowry, Joel Embiid, all out with injuries from the 76ers.
I got to give them credit. You know, they played hard. You know, they didn't have their main guys, so the guys that came in played extremely hard, played together, they made shots. You know, they did all the right things to have the game that they had tonight.
So the Bucks have now won four in a row. They play the Pelicans in New Orleans on Wednesday. College hoops. Wisconsin with a West Coast win over the weekend, 84-69 over USC. The Trojans did score 13 unanswered points.
Defensively, to be able to catch ourselves after that first 5 to 7 minutes when they made a run back at us. And I think this, the moxie of the group, they didn't panic. I think that's what makes us.
Causing a quick impact to anyone outside for an extended period of time. Warring centers are running in the area, with some government buildings originally planned to be closed today due to the MLK holiday open to help. To find a warming center near you, call 211. The city of Racine has already decided DPW crews won't go out tomorrow to get garbage, so collection is set back a day. The dangerously cold temperatures are expected to last through Wednesday, the latest coming up in the forecast. Of the 7 counties in the region, Racine was the only one that saw a decline in December year-to-year home sales. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors show an overall 12%.
It is going to be partly cloudy today, our high right around 6 above, but that wind chill will be pushing minus 15 to minus 25 here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, some flurries down to 9 below with a wind chill to minus 30. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
I'm looking at the Pop-Tarts box, and I notice they have directions on there. They have two full sets of directions. They have toaster directions, which I'm not making this up. The toaster directions are longer than one step. I don't know how it's possible that the directions are longer than one. You think it would be step one, toast the Pop-Tarts. but they've managed to break it up into smaller increments. These are the actual toaster steps. I want to be in the room watching somebody has to consult these steps. Okay, number one, remove pastry from pouch. Okay. I see where they're going with this.
A Hard Day's Night, one of the greatest rock and roll movies in history. Although I liked Help better. I really did. But what am I to say? The critics always said A Hard Day's Night was better. I'm Don Rosen. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day today. It's 6:08, and we've got sunshine today. You're not going to feel it. Highs near 5. Partly cloudy. Lows around -9 tonight. And sunny with a chance of snow tomorrow with a high near 3. Right now it's -3 at Radio Park. You know, it's hard to believe that it was 45 degrees the other day. Just like, what's Thursday? It was 45 degrees, and now it's -3. Well, if your car is in good shape, you won't have a problem starting it. If you ever change the oil, you take care of your car, it'll start this morning. Because mine's, I have an old car, and it started right up this morning, so you should be in good shape. 6:09, local news, timeless hits, WRJM, Jim Messier coming in this morning at 7 o'clock. We're talking the old movie theaters of Racine, specifically the Venetian Theater. He's got a whole bunch of history on the Venetian, the Rialto, and some of the older theaters in Racine. So it should be a talk, should be a good talk with Jim Messier this morning. Right now, have you ever seen the snow? Ever seen the rain? CCR. Again, sunny with a high near 5 today. Right now, -3 at Radio Park. It's 6:09. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over,
News timeless hits. Have you ever seen the rain? CCR this morning. Well, the lineup for the January 30th Fire Aid concert to help the victims of the Los Angeles fires is on. Wow. I only have some of the groups here. Listen to these names: Billie Eilish, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pink, Sting, Stevie Nicks, Rod Stewart, Stephen Stills, and the list goes on and on and on. There'll also be a live telethon streaming on multiple YouTube and Twitch channels on January 24th. It's all to help the victims of the devastating fires in California. Now, you can help because we have a way for you to donate to Convoy of Hope. You go to civicmedia.us, our website, and you'll see it right there. Very easy to do. I checked it out. It's Convoy of Hope at our website, civicmedia.us, to help the victims of the fires. These poor people, they have nothing. They were interviewing a lady on TV the other day. All she had was what was on her, and that was donated. All those clothes she was wearing were donated. Her shoes, socks, her purse, everything was donated because she says, I left the house. I had nothing but what was on my back. She, everything lost. So, you know, we are a little cold here this morning. These people have nothing. So it's Convoy of Hope. It's at our website, civicmedia.us. And thank you. 6:13, local news, timeless hits. It's minus three right now at Radio Park. We're grooving this morning. Here come the Rascals.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. No, no, no.
Hills apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
It's 6:16, local news time. Let's hit to WRJ, and I think I was supposed to talk after grooving. New research shows the number one dream job around the world is pilot, airline pilot. Huh. Attorney came out number two, followed by police officer, pharmacist, and nurse. Now, in America, the number one dream job is flight attendant. But in Canada, Australia, and India, the number one dream job is, drum roll for this one, you ready? Disc jockey. Isn't that great? All right.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The third installment of the 28 Days franchise, titled 28 Years Later, opens in June 2025. Sources say despite the new chapter's $75 million budget, part of the new film was shot on an iPhone 15. This would make 28 Years Later the most expensive film ever to use smartphone technology, at least for cinematic purposes. We've come a long way since movies used to use flip phones. Just a little over a year ago, in late 2023, Norman Lear was being praised by everyone in Hollywood after his death at 101 years old. But Sally Struthers, who played Gloria on All in the Family, says that she was not a huge fan of Lear. During a recent appearance on the Let's Talk About That podcast, the two-time Emmy winner says Lear told her she was only cast because she had blue eyes and a fat face like Carol O'Connor, who played her father, Archie Bunker, on the show. Words hurt, even with two Emmys and a big bank account. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
to fight him. And when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
Jim Croce, Bad Man Leroy Brown. Kind of a sad story with Jim Croce. Right on the cusp of becoming a superstar, he was off on a plane trip to perform at a college, a university, and the plane went down. Most of the hits he had came posthumously after he passed away. It was kind of sad because he had his whole life ahead of him, just about to hit stardom, and boom, it's over like that. That's the way it happens. Martin Luther King Jr. Day today. We're looking for sunshine with a high near 5. Partly cloudy tonight, lows -9. You know, it's -3 now. I can't tell the difference between -9 and -3. They're about the same to me. Tomorrow, sunny, chance of snow with a high near 3. Right now, -3 here at Radio Park at 6:23. Here's a dirty little secret for you. Parents do have a favorite child, and their favorites are more likely to be daughters. Agreeable kids. And apparently the birth order does not play a significant role. So my mom had two boys. Who did she like more? I'm not sure. I should have asked her. I think she liked us both the same. Maybe me a little more. Maybe. I don't know. Elvis Presley now, 624 WRJN and all shook up.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Me, what's on my mind? I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got, her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh. It's tight when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Would have been 90 last week, Elvis Presley. You know, I still think he would have looked the same. A little fatter. I think he would look the same for the most part. Notice all the people around you who are coughing a lot lately. Oh, yeah. Well, Progresso Soup is now selling cough drops that taste like chicken noodle soup. Ew. They immediately sold out online when they announced them. Now they're selling two more batches next Thursday and the Thursday after. I like the honey, you know, lemon. I don't know if I'd like chicken soup flavored cough drops. 6:26, local news, time of the sense here at WRJN. Ah, got the chiffon singing a Carole King hit, One Fine Day.
One fine day, you look at me, and you will know what was meant to be. One fine day, you're gonna want me for your girl. So all night long, you'll open wide, and you'll be proud to have me right by your side.
Chiffons. One fine day. My brother played with them at back in the 60s. He used to be one of their guitarists on the East Coast when they played there. Hey, it's 629 WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits. Looking for sunshine on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day today with a high near 5. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows minus 9. Tomorrow, sunny. Chance of snow. Highs near 3. Right now, we've got minus 3 here at Radio Park. Hey, this is odd but true. You know what the shortest war in history was? Well, how long do you think it was? A couple of days, a couple of weeks? Well, it was in the UK, and they versed Zanzibar in a war, August 27th, 1896. Zanzibar surrendered in 38 minutes. All wars should be 38 minutes long. It's 6:29 on the Sick News of the Morning. See what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. With the MLK holiday, most government buildings would normally be closed. However, the danger of a deep chill has some of them running as warming centers today. The National Weather Service has what they call a cold weather advisory in effect. The deep freeze is likely to continue through Wednesday, and even colder temperatures could impact things tomorrow. You should check on family and neighbors that could be susceptible to the cold. To find a warming center near you, call 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A bomb threat at the Racine County Jail Friday led to the quick arrest of a 29-year-old Racine woman. The suspect allegedly told a Racine County employee that she had placed a bomb at the facility. A bomb squad from Kenosha County was called in. They helped to figure out that there was no bomb or explosive device. The identity of the woman and the reason why she made the threat still isn't known. A 17-year-old from Kenosha is free after a judge dismissed all charges in a sexual assault case. The teen was arrested earlier last year, with the case gaining attention due to a rare decision by the judge to overturn a jury's guilty verdict. Jurors came forward in November after the trial, citing concerns about jury deliberations and new evidence. And a Racine County school district may also ask for more money. Racine Unified and Kenosha Unified are preparing for referendums to appear on upcoming ballots. This week, the Raymond School Board will consider putting forward a $2.25 million ask, seeking funds to address staffing costs and other needs. Raymond School District voters said no to a larger request back in November. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin agriculture will be paying very close attention to any details shared today on Inauguration Monday. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden paying a close attention to those details as well. Van Orden says he's set up his priorities for 2025 in Congress. As a member of the House Agriculture Committee, he said his number one priority will be to reduce input costs by investing in domestically produced diesel fuel. He said that would be a reversal on the Biden administration's decision to ban offshore drilling of oil and gas. His second priority, a big one for Wisconsin agriculture, all of Wisconsin agriculture, that is trying to allow H-2A programs to be in place year-round.
I am on the Agriculture Labor Working Group. We have 23 separate bipartisan recommendations, and most of them are focused on the H-2A program, streamlining that so that our farmers can have year-round, consistent field. And I consider a herd manager is not unskilled labor. Let's be real clear about that. And someone who's working on diesel engines is not unskilled labor. I consider it skilled. We got to work on these definitions, but we need to streamline this program because you can't have a cow milking seasonally, can you?
Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden from Western Wisconsin, a member of the House Agriculture Committee, on his priorities for 2025.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And don't let the cold weather keep you from engaging in the 2025 UW Ag Outlook Forum. Dr. Paul Mitchell, coordinator for the event, says they're focused in on the new Trump administration that will be installed today and its potential impact on agriculture. They do offer a virtual option for this year's Ag Outlook Forum. You'll find it at the Rank Agribusiness website. That's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
It is going to be partly cloudy today, our high right around 6 above, but that wind chill will be pushing minus 15 to minus 25 here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, some flurries down to 9 below with a wind chill to minus 30. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
Pope, that's a weird job, huh? Anyone Pope here? Pope never goes out. Wouldn't it have been weird to go to high school with the Pope? You know, somebody did. Somebody sitting at home watching TV in Poland. They see the Pope. They think, that guy was a jerk. He was so mean to me, and now he's Pope? I got a swirly from the Pope. I think it would be great if you had a kid that ended up being Pope. That would be the ultimate bragging rights. Oh, your son's a doctor? Yeah, ours is Pope. He does okay for him. Oh, they have a house? He has his own city. It's in Europe. Do you think when the Pope was a little kid, he fantasized about eventually becoming Pope? You know, like we might about being a professional athlete. Was he like 8 years old in his backyard going, there he is, the leader of all the Catholics! What a Pope! The best Pope ever! The Protestants are frightened of this new Pope!
It ain't easy, but mama said.
Yeah, Supremes, Can't Hurry Love, 638 local news, timeless hits to WRJN on this MLK Day today, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Sunny with a high near 5. It was just 45 degrees last week. Partly cloudy, lows minus 9 tonight. Sunny with a chance of snow tomorrow with a high near 3. Minus 3 right now here at Radio Park. You know what Friday was? We missed it. Customer Service Day. Here are some tips to making your next interaction with a customer service rep a good one. Try your best to stay calm. Things can get heated on customer service calls. We know that if it doesn't go your way. But losing your cool just creates more stress for you and the person you're talking to, and it doesn't help you get a resolution. Also, be nice to that person. It's the most important thing on the list. If there's a secret code to getting someone to do something you want them to do, it starts with being kind to them. People always react to that. And I know that because my mother told me that. She worked in consumer affairs for 21 years. She says, just be nice to them, and they will work hard to get a resolution in your favor. And you know what? It works. So we missed that. Friday, Customer Appreciation Day. It's 6:39, local news, timeless hits with the Bee Gees. And this is early Bee Gees. This is before they discovered disco. This is I Started the Joke. Local news, timeless hits, only here. WRJN 99.9 FM.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh, no. I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only see that the joke was on me.
Joke, the Bee Gees. I was thinking back to their first hit song, and it was the New York mining disaster of 1941 from 1967. I gotta play that for you sometime. Well, 13-year-old boy's bucket list is going viral online. It starts off with get a full taxidermy alligator, then goes to get a cool Jeep, prove the existence of goblins, legally change my name, and beat someone up. Nice to have dreams. That kid's going places, right? Right to jail, beat somebody up for no reason. Sunshine today with a high near 5 on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Right now it's minus 3 here at Radio Park. Here's some advice for you. Get off my cloud.
I live on the palm and on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window imagining the world has stopped.
McLeod, the Stones from 1965. We had a debate on that. Yeah, 1965, the Stones. Still performing, though. You know, the guy's 80 years old. Kudos. And Paul McCartney's still performing, too. Talk about two leaders of rock bands from 1964. They're still going strong. It's a 6:46 local news time. Let's hit to WRJM. And check this out for fast thinking. Cops in London saved a woman who called and pretended to order a pizza because she was in trouble. Now, she couldn't say so on the phone because the guy was right there. So the operator realized what was going on and asked just yes or no questions. And then the operator said, say pepperoni if you're in danger. That was, and they, by the way, they got the guy. She's okay. But isn't that something? The operator was thought fast enough and say, if you're in trouble, just say pepperoni. We'll send someone over there. And sure enough, that's what happened. 6:46 WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park, ziplining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at chulavistaresort.com.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiscCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiscCaregiver.com.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. The loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. No good anymore since
Three Dog Night and one. You know where the name Three Dog Night comes from?
I think I told you this before. I'll tell you again in case you're just listening, because it's very cold outside right now. In Australia, the Aborigines, when it was cold out, they used to bring a dog to sleep with them because the dog was warm, and that's how they stayed warm on a cold night. When it was really cold, they had two dogs, and when it was super cold, it was a three-dog night. And that's where the name comes from, Three Dog Night. Now you know. 6:53, local news, time to sit to WRJN. And if you've been waiting for details on how to win Herman's Hermits tickets and association tickets, here's the deal. Dan Marcus had a great conversation with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits. And tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, he'll play back a segment each day at around 10:45 in the morning. Remember what you heard, because later in the day, at around 3:45-ish, Kurt Bowman will ask you about the topic of the earlier interview. The first person to call in and recall the highlights will win tickets, and details and rules are online at WRJN.com. Wow! Hermits Hermits and the Association on the same show. What a night, huh?
She put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night and in the morning.
Beach Boys, local news, timeless hit to WRJN. Sunshine today on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Won't matter. High's near 5. But I think if it's cloudy, it would get warmer. It says sunny and clear. That's why it's so cold. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows -9. Sunshine with a chance of snow tomorrow. And high near 3. -3 right now here at Radio Park. Here's an odd but true segment. There was a 19th century Greek Orthodox monk who died without ever seeing a woman, in real life at least, anyway. His mother died right after his birth, so he never saw her. He lived all 82 years of his life in a monastery where women were forbidden, and he never left one day. He stayed at that monastery his entire life and never saw a woman. That's kind of weird, huh? Still the one. Here's Orleans. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Yeah.
Still the one. You know, ABC TV used to use that as their fall song when ABC Network was number one. You know, well, the